Hey everyone, Pastor Darren here with Pastor Mike for our Sunday sermon recap. What an amazing Sunday we had.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was. Just a couple shout outs from Sunday. One, Shauna, for being so transparent.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was a great, not story, but just testimony, you know, of what God's done in her life recently. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. And I can just imagine that, you know, that testimony could have been just an encouragement for someone else.
Absolutely.
Who was going through something similar, just showing God's faithfulness. And second shout out, your wife, Katie.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Just for listening to the voice of God and being obedient to his voice. And yeah. During the end of the second service, for those who weren't there, just spending that extra time in worship. It was just a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And the church got to experience the presence of God. It was just a beautiful moment. Sometimes we get caught up in just kind of our programs and, okay, it's time for announcements.
Yeah.
But she took a moment. It's like, you know, this is a time.
Yeah.
And someone, like I said, the Holy Spirit truly moved. Yeah. It was a beautiful moment.
It was a sweet moment at the end of that second service. Just, yeah, in the presence of God. It was awesome.
It was. So, week number two. This week, we're continuing our series, Do Hard Things.
Yep.
Kind of just a side note. That is not me in the picture on the graphic. The guy on the mountaintop with the fedora. I keep getting asked that every single Sunday. Is that you on the mountaintop?
It could be. You never know. Joel might have edited you in there.
It's not me.
Yeah, you're not getting paid for that, are you?
No. But do hard things. The purpose of this series is to challenge us as believers and press in to do those hard things. Ultimately, to be more like Jesus.
Yeah, that's it.
And as you mentioned last week and this week, it is our nature to choose the most comfortable task. And sometimes as a culture, we seek comfort to our detriment.
Yep.
And as Christians, we can do the same thing by setting up our lives for the easy way that brings us comfort. What are some ways that we do that as Christians, kind of setting up our life easy?
Life for comfort?
Yeah, comfort.
I mean, I think it's different for all of us, but there's just things that are in the Bible or things that, you know, in our walk with God, that there's things that we're naturally good at. Just like in life, there's things that are naturally, maybe it's easier for you to, you know, do one thing, you know, it's easier for you to give people grace, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's something you really focus on, but some other things are more difficult for you in your walk with God. So we just ignore those. That's for somebody else, you know, that's not, you know, whatever. And so that's kind of ways we do, the way I kind of said it Sunday was that sometimes we seek comfort over Jesus. And so if our walk with God, if there's anything he asks us to do that's uncomfortable, we just kind of push that away because we're not really seeking him. We're just seeking comfort, you know, in our lives. And so it can be dangerous for sure. Yeah.
When you say that, I automatically think about the fruit of the Spirit when someone says, yeah, I walk in the fruit.
Yeah.
I walk in love and joy. Not peace so much.
Yeah.
But then you're not walking in the fruit.
Yeah. I like to pick and choose.
I pick and choose my fruit. It's one fruit, by the way.
Yeah. I like that.
So in this series, again, we want to press into this discomfort so we can grow and God can change and transform us. So ultimately, we do not live a life of comfort, but a life of value.
Yeah, exactly.
So last week, we started off with a tough one, loving our neighbor.
Yeah.
Easier said
than
done.
Our enemies.
Even harder, loving our enemies. Yeah. And like I said, easier said than done looks good on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt, but actually doing it, whole different story.
It's a different ballgame.
But this week doesn't get any easier. This week we're talking about living a life that matters.
That's it.
And this falls in line with our core values you mentioned on Sunday, knowing God, finding freedom, discovering purpose, in this case, making a difference.
Yeah.
And our life should make a difference.
Yep. Yeah.
So in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus shares with us how to make a difference and live a life that matters. So we looked at Matthew 6, 19 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
And the passage starts off with giving us two perspectives in life. Mm-hmm. Number one, don't store up for yourself treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in. And perspective number two, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves don't break in and steal.
Yeah.
So where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yes.
So to simplify this, on Sunday you said one perspective is a life chasing the finite, and the other perspective is a life chasing the eternal. What does that mean?
Exactly. Yeah, so there's, like you said, he gives us two different, basically, ways to live your life, because we don't always think about it this way, but we all give our lives to something, right? We all pour our lives out for something, right? Whatever that is, we give our time, our energy, our talents, our resources to. And so Jesus kind of gives us a step back, and it's almost like a slap in the face or a bucket of cold water, where he's like, hey, don't spend your life chasing the finite, because everything in this world is finite. Everything in this world has an ending point, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that were once new that are now old. And that's the same with, you know, cars and buildings and whatever, our own bodies, right? Some days feels that way. And so there's so much in this world that we get caught up in pursuing and giving all of our hearts to that really is just going to end up in a junkyard one day. That's just worthless, ultimately. And that's one perspective that we can live our lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jesus gives us a better perspective, or we can spend our lives chasing what actually matters, chasing what is eternal. He says that it's chasing a treasure in heaven, you know? And so that is two different ways we can choose to live our lives: chasing what's finite, what has an end point, or chasing what's going to last forever. And that's, you know, that's really for the Christian, there's only really one choice. There's only one right path. And you know, and one thing we said Sunday is that if you notice, Jesus doesn't say, he doesn't tell us don't store up treasure. He doesn't say, hey, treasure is bad. Because a lot of times we think, oh, you know, money's the root of all evil. No, the love of money is the root of all evil. So we think, oh, treasure's bad. No, Jesus didn't say treasure's bad. He said, seek it, chase it, go out, store it up, right? Get all the treasure you can. Just make sure it's the right treasure.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of the idea, is that we want to store up things that matter, that have value, that are going to last forever. We want to use our resources to store up the right kind of treasure, not stuff that's just going to one day fill up a dumpster.
Yeah. So looking up, let's talk about that first perspective, starting with number one: don't store up for yourself treasures here on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in to steal.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling me, Pastor Mike, is I should not want nice things. I should only drive a red car with no air conditioner and non-rain conditions.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Or
don't have nice things, Dan.
Or should I ignore the iPhone commercials and continue using a flip phone?
Well, I think, you know, a wise thing for you to do is that, you know, your Jordan collection that you have, you should bring it up to the church and give it to me, and I'll take care. I'll put it to good use. You know, I'll find people who need it, like myself. No, the idea is not don't have nice things. I mean, we all, there's nothing wrong with enjoying life. God gives us good gifts. God, you know, he blesses us in certain ways, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good, God gives good gifts to his children, so enjoy the good gifts, right? There's a lot of beauty in this life for us to enjoy. That's not the point. The point is that we don't misplace the importance of those things in our lives, that they're not more important than chasing eternal things. They're not, you know, we don't give everything that we have to pursue something that is finite, right? Enjoy the finite things, but don't make the finite things the point of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the difference. And so, yeah. And the, what Darren was joking about with the car was, if you weren't here Sunday, was talking about my first car, it was a 1990, Pontiac, Grand Prix.
The flame.
Yeah. Nicknamed it the flame because it was red, had no air conditioning, and would not start in the rain. Kid you not. If it was raining outside, we just weren't going anywhere.
But now, how was that? Why?
They had a hole in like the carburetor or something. Okay. Yeah. And so it just wouldn't start. And so got water in it. It wouldn't start. And I, you know, I said that like I know what I'm talking about. Like I was a mechanic. I have no idea. That's just words somebody told me. But the point was, at that car, when I had it, I loved it, but nobody confused it with like a Mercedes, you know, or a Ferrari. But at one point, somebody drove that car off a parking lot or a car lot and felt like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But after time, now it's in a you know, landfill somewhere, right? And that's what happens to all finite things. Is, yeah, at one point they're nice and shiny, but eventually, 5-10 years from now, it's not going to be worth anything. And so we don't want to spend our lives making that the point of our lives. Because if that happens, then you're just going to be, all right, I had this brand new car. Well, now it doesn't work. Okay, I got to get another brand new car. And like, you know, it's not a good investment to, you know, like, it's fine, enjoy it. But if that's not something that we consume, let consume our lives. And if it does, we have to rethink it, you know? And so, yeah, that's all that means.
So the second perspective but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yeah.
What is a treasure in heaven? What is it? What does that mean?
Well, it's so what is eternal is the soul. And so now I don't know, you know, what that treasure looks like, if it's treasure that God gives us, or, you know, we were joking earlier about mansions in heaven, you know, trying to build that mansion up. Ultimately, treasure that lasts forever is the soul, because the soul is eternal. So what the idea is that God gives us resources. He gives us money. He gives us talent. He gives us time. He gives us relationships. He gives us opportunities. And it's our job as followers of Christ to steward those things that he gives us well, not so that we can have the best finite stuff, but so that we can invest those things in eternity. And that's in souls. That's making a difference in people's lives. That's, you know, we talked about Sunday about that's, you know, raising money as a church so we can send teenagers to church camp so that they can hear the gospel preached. It's providing finite things like jackets and food for people who don't have them so that we can let them know that there's a God who cares about them. You know, that's investing in eternity. That's what that looks like, in my view, is using the resources that God gives us to invest in people, to help people, to love people, to serve people so that they know that there's a church, a people, a family, a God that cares about them. And so that hopefully they'll experience eternity.
Yeah,
that's the point of it all, you know, is that, well, I guess I should say that differently. They will experience eternity, but experience eternity in heaven, right, with the God who loves them.
Yeah, one thing you said Sunday is just valuing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's ultimately, it comes down to, yeah,
value. Because like you said, it's not bad to want those other things.
No, it's not at all. It's
but
not
is that all of them. Your value? Yeah. Are you putting everything into that?
Is that where you place your value?
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not, you know, yeah, we have to have a constant heart check to ask myself, what do I value above all things? And that's, yeah, if we want to pursue treasure in heaven, we have to ask ourselves, well, what do I treasure here on earth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And ultimately, the way we understand that rightly is but that Jesus, that God would be the Lord of our lives. Yeah. That's what that comes down to, because he directs. What you treasure is going to direct your life.
Mm-hmm.
And where we get an understanding of what's the correct thing to treasure is by who we follow with our lives, with it, which is God. And so he tells us what the treasure.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's what that comes.
Yeah,
out.
For me, just thinking of what you're saying, I'm because I'm just a visual person. You know those scales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always think, well, it should be even. You should value this and you should value that. But right. Actually, it should be the other way. We should be.
Yeah.
Most of a weight should be valuing the things that are eternal. Those other things are nice.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be an even balance. Most of our value should be going towards
exactly.
things that are.
Exactly.
Eternal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
So the last part of that scripture is where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What does that mean?
Well,
what you treasure controls your heart. You mentioned resources,
that,
time, your life.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you said it. Is that what you treasure determines your path. You know, what you treasure determines how you spend your life. You know, I heard somebody say, I can't remember who it was, but I think it was great. He said, if you want to find out what somebody loves, go look at their bank account, see what they spend their money on, and look at their calendar where they spend their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of tells you inversely what you treasure. You know, where we spend our time and our money, those are the things that our hearts treasure. And so, why? Because what we treasure directs how we spend our money. What we treasure just directs how we spend our time. And so what we treasure will direct our lives, our affections. And if that's a good thing, if we treasure the right things, then we spend those things wisely. But the thing about that, the flip side of that is if we treasure the wrong things because we treasure them, then we'll lie to ourselves, allowing ourselves to continue to treasure them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's what you love. And so the heart can be deceitful. You know, if you love it, then your heart's going to continue to deceive you you know, it's okay. Come on, it's fine. You know, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
One more
pair of shoes.
Hey, hold on over here. The shoes are fine. Keep getting the shoes. That's okay. But yeah, you know what I mean. And so it's kind of, that's why we have to constantly check our hearts and be honest about how I spend my time, how I spend my money, how I use the resources and stewarding the gifts that God gave me, because the heart can be deceitful. And so we have to check, what do I value? You have to ask yourself the hard the question and be honest about it with yourself. What do I value? You know.
And you talked about a family too, just like you would. You're going to invest time with your wife.
Yeah.
If you value her.
Exactly.
You're going to invest time with your children because you value them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so because of that, you need to think of them, even our relationships, in terms of eternity, you know, and investing in them for the sake of eternity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you also said on Sunday, it's okay to seek treasure or pour your life out for treasure. Just make sure it's the right treasure and that it's eternal.
Exactly.
How do we do that? How do we make sure it's the right treasure? How do we determine what's
well, that treasure? So I think it's allowing God to guide us, you know, and that's kind of the end of the passage there, mm-hmm. but it's the one who determines the right treasure is the one who is eternal, which is God. That's why I said it Sunday. And so if he's the Lord of our lives truly, then he's going to direct our affections. And he's going to direct what we love. And so that's how we determine ultimately what that looks like, I think, is the way I look at it.
And you're referencing that last scripture, which no one can serve two masters, since he will hate one and love the other, or will be devoted to one and despise the other. Mm-hmm. You cannot serve God and money.
Right.
And you said on Sunday, how do we do this? Mm-hmm. We must be led by the one who is eternal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the... You know, we were laughing about it Sunday as a church, but like when we start talking about money, people start getting nervous. And, you know, I made the joke, all right, we're going to pass out the offering plates now since I got you feeling good and guilty. But that's just joking. But the truth is the reason why Jesus points specifically to money here is because the thing that battles our heart's affection against even God more than anything is our money. You know, and that's the thing that we always have the hardest time with, is trusting God with our money, letting him be the Lord over our money. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's always the hardest thing. It always battles for the lordship of our lives, if we're going to serve money or if we're going to serve God. And so Jesus, the idea is you serve God and you allow your money to serve God because it's his. He gave it to you, right? Yeah. And so we want to be good stewards of it and invest it wisely. And so he has to be the one that determines that. And we said Sunday, either you see your money as something that is made by you for you, and God is just something you use to get more money, you know, or money is something given to us by God, for God, to the glory of God, and is directed by God. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we have to look at it, you know. And it's not about getting a big offering for the church. It's about being good stewards of what we have.
Yeah.
You know, and I even said Sunday, like, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but tithing is the basics of that. You know, like, I know that we have to get up and teach tithing and talk about tithing, but like, that's just like, you know, not to be cold, but just the truth of it is, like, that's like stewardship 101. That's the beginning of being faithful, is just that 10%.
Yeah.
Right. Past that, it's learning to give an offering. That's not to the church, it's to God in different ways. And that's, you know, learning to look for people to bless and look for people to help, and like, and seeing your resources as gifts that God directs and uses and in all sorts of ways. And so I know we talk about money, people are like, oh, tithing, no, like, but that's not the point of what we're trying to say here, because tithing is like, for the believer, for the Christian, that's like, duh,
101.
That's the basics. Yeah. You know, and so, but it's even past that. And again, I'm not talking about giving more. I'm not saying give more money to the church. I'm saying to people, to help people, to love people, to serve people outside of even the basics, mm-hmm. is what we're supposed to be looking at. And you know, again, I'm talking to myself, and that's you know, I have to examine my own heart in that and look for opportunities and things like that. But that's really the truth, though, is this is not a message about tithing. It's a message about treasure, and it's a message of seeking the right treasure and pursuing the right treasure with all the resources we have, not just money, but like our time and our relationships and our giftings. It's what treasure are we pursuing with all of the things that God has given us, not just money. But money is just a big part of it, because that's the thing that battles for our hearts more than anything. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we have to talk about it, because it's the thing that fights against being obedient more than anything. And so it's hard, but at the end of the day, this is about living our lives in a way that matters, that makes an eternal difference, that pursues treasure, because Jesus commands us to pursue treasure, but it has to be eternal treasure, not finite treasure that's going to end up in a dumpster, because that's not treasure, that's garbage. It may look shiny today, but eventually it's going to be garbage.
Yeah.
So what a waste of a life if that's all that we say, all that we chase. You know, at least in my view, it's let's chase what is eternal.
Yes, good.
Let's chase what's eternal.
Was there anything else that you kind of wanted to dive deeper into on Sunday, but you didn't really get a chance, or you want to add anything else? Because that would be the perfect way to end it, what you just said there. But I don't want to give you a chance.
I think that's it. That's good.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to listen to this powerful message again, you can listen to it on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, or our website, and you will be blessed. And as we said, one of our core values is to make a difference. And it's okay to have nice things, but those things are finite. Mm-hmm. Let's be led of God to make a difference on things that have an eternal impact.
Amen.
God bless you, and we will see you next week.